Welcome to this episode of Street Economics. Today we're talking about the unlivable world. And I'm not just talking about climate change or the visible things we see. I'm talking about economics, the lack of investing, the lack of understanding how to spend our money, the lack of understanding how to make money. So we're going to be talking about what we see, our analysis. And let us know what you think at the end of this podcast. I'm here with my brother, Joseph Zeider, also co-founder of Strake.app. How's it going, Joseph?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great, also known as Joey. Today, Joe will give his opinion. So what are you thinking, Joe, about the world that we live in terms of economics?
I mean, now, given the supply chain shortage, obviously inflation is pretty high. And most people are not they're not happy with their jobs. So given that factor, a lot of people are forced to work a lot harder than they used to. And as a result, they're struggling to save money in order to invest. And on top of that, in order to transition to newer jobs, a lot of people, I feel that they're just tired to do so.
Do you feel like it's the role of a government, a municipality, a company to help you educate on the next steps that you should be taking?
Oh yeah, obviously. Government, I'm not saying anything on government interference or anything like that, but there is a lot that government can do in investing, education, models or new ways of how they can help at least expand more business opportunities and more job opportunities, or at least make it a lot more affordable and easier for people to learn the things that they need to learn in order to transition to new jobs in their areas.
Yeah, because I mean, if you look at the different countries, you look at US, Canada, and then you compare it to Mexico or Colombia, the ease of setting up a company or the ease of going into YouTube to learn how to make an investment or to be able to open up a bank account. These countries like US and Canada are a lot easier to do. I mean, when you look at countries like Mexico, where people have a brief understanding on how to invest, how to save money, how to use their money, what would you recommend for these countries would be the better approach for them to start understanding economics and what to do with their money?
No, countries in the developing world need to expand into more advanced skills. So the benefits of tech skills and learning them online, and a lot of universities in the developing world now are teaching tech skills. That is what's going to help a lot of people get ahead. I've heard cases where people now are learning different tech skills and then they're doing contract services for companies in the US and in other developed nations, and they're getting paid in dollars. So it's a big advancement for them. And if you add to that, now you have a lot of investment opportunities. You can just, you can download any crypto investing app or any stock app, and you can start investing in the stock market or in crypto as well. But obviously, whenever we're ready to talk about that topic, it takes, there are challenges to that too.
Yeah, I mean, and also the fact is, when you're living in any country, no matter how much money you make, I was working in Canada, I was making decent money, but my expenses were over the roof. I wasn't saving enough money. I'd go to a bank account and they tell me to lock my money in for 5 years for a 1% return. I didn't know that the market would give me an easy 8%, 7-8% year over year based on the S&P 500. I didn't understand these things because universities didn't teach me this. Banks didn't teach me this. Companies I work for didn't teach me this. So it's something that is really needed in different economies, something or someone to kind of give guidance to people on what to use their money for, because costs are just going to keep on going up. Inflation is going to keep on going up. Rent is going to double. I mean, you're not only for yourself, but you're going to be looking at your future children, what you're going to do with investments. I mean, this is something that that we definitely need to talk about. So what are kind of the options that you would think would be the next step from here that we can take as a community, as individuals?
Well, financial advisors need to take a leap forward. You can't discuss anymore 30-year plans. You have to, obviously. Or what are you going to do? You know, how much are you going to have when you retire at 65? That used to make sense in the previous generations because the way people were growing in their own careers was a lot faster then. Now, you are getting paid for the services you provide. And the better quality services you provide, you'll get paid more for that. For people who get jobs in startups or companies and they hit it off, that's very good. But because it's becoming a testing ground, you know, startups, it's also, there are fewer numbers of them. So they're not always very reliable. So financial planning needs to go on a 5-year basis. So every 5 years, you need to be able to reach a milestone. Your financial advisor needs to help you get there. The issue right now in the developed world is that we're not talking about buying homes anymore. We're talking about renting. And I don't know, people have a lot of mixed emotions when it comes to asset ownership, that question. And it's going to be very challenging because you need to own a house. It's something that you can refinance, that you can use in many different ways. So we'll have to see. But going back to my point, yeah, every 5 years, now we need to be planning things and we need to be setting goals around those, whether it's to buy a house in 5 years, whether it's to transition to a new skill or talent in 5 years, whatever it is, because the economy is changing really fast and competition is growing because a lot of countries are becoming more economically competitive.
Yeah, and right now we're seeing a lot more options like rent to own, for example. You can start paying rent and eventually own your home after so many years. So there are different opportunities. And now, like you said earlier, now we have platforms where you can easily start making some small investments, start putting some money aside, working with your financial advisor. It was a lot more complicated to do that back then, but it's something that that needs to be learned because, like I said, things are only going to get a lot more expensive. And if we're not aware of what to do going forward, the costs are just going to surpass how much we're making. And what do you think? What do you think of how we can start implementing these kind of things into Strake, into our app?
No, our app basically is just it's an added tool people can use in order to brainstorm with other people milestones and challenges they want to solve. It's as simple as you take a picture of a plastic problem in your area and you start to brainstorm with friends or other people that you're working with if you're in that industry, and you say, okay, whether we can remove it or if anyone has any knowledge of more advanced procedures on how to recycle the plastic, or people can draw a plan which they could lead it to a startup after and try to get, you know, people in the app to as a market identifying, you know, purpose, so that they can understand what people are looking for in solving this and what to do with the plastic after. There's many different ways you can do you can use Strake, and I'm just bringing up the plastic problem. It could be, you could use it for basically for anything.
Yeah, and I'm look forward to next some of our other talks. We're going to be diving in a little bit more about economics, doing some interviews with other people, seeing what their struggles are, understand a little bit more of what they're doing, possible solutions, ideas, and feel free to always reach out to us at info@strake.app for any questions. Thank you.